if your mother is still around, or even if she's not around, hopefully you enjoyed Mother's Day. And for those of you out there who are mothers, and I don't mean motherfuckers, I mean mothers, hopefully you had a nice Mother's Day as well. I don't think we did anything for Mother's Day. My husband called his mother, who is still alive, and talked with her for a good long time. So they enjoyed their Mother's Day. And I guess even though they passed away, like Big Fatty says, if your mother has passed away, or if you and your mother aren't speaking or whatever, that he would be your mother for you for Mother's Day. But I didn't need him. So anyway, moving right along.
When I ruled the world.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, he would be your motherfucker. I didn't need him.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3984. The BFO for right the 12th of May 2023. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Gonna tell you all about my day and maybe some voice letters. Big Fatty, just get it posted today.
For the million things she gave me, O means only that she's growing old.
She's growing old.
T is for the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. For her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be, always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to
mothers. Big Fatty, you're the mother. Y'all, by the way, you heard old Archer there at the beginning of the little show, and y'all, I'll make the offer again this year. Y'all, if your mother has gone to glory, or you just don't have a good relationship with her and all, y'all, that doesn't mean that Big Fatty won't mother you. Big Fatty, you know, you can't smell it either. You can't spell smother without mother. Yes, Big Fatty, I think that's, yes, okay. But y'all, Big Fatty will be your mother. Y'all just reach out to Big Fatty and say, hey, Big Mother, and you can call in to the BFO and say, good morning, Big Mother. Big Fatty, please. It's just getting worse. And y'all, if your mama is still around, give her a call. Give her a call and y'all. Be kind. Be kind. I know your mother would appreciate that. Big Fatty, I know you appreciate it. It's true.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I gotta see y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow's Saturday the 13th. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person several times in the Lost Wages. I don't think he made it to Pride 48 in in New Orleans. He may have, but I don't. If he did, I don't recall that. But y'all made it several times to Lost Wages. Y'all just as nice a person as you'll meet. Yes, but and y'all, he is the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO. Y'all used to live up there in the Washington, D.C. Now he's in the in the Kansas. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, like I say, just as sweet a guy as you'll ever meet. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Mean King. Big Betty, we love Mean King. Big Betty, if he's lovely, why is he mean? Well, it's kind of like, Big Fatty is neither big nor fat, and Mean Keen is neither mean nor keen. Big Fatty, that was kind of a halfway slap in the face. Well, okay, he is keen. He's keen with the menses. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, if you see Mean Keen on the Twitty, or the Metaspace, or even the Woolly Mammoth, Big Fatty, better chance to find him on the Grand Doctor. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Music, it's lovely, and y'all, calm, happy music as we're winding down the beach vacation. Y'all, we got, recording this on a Thursday afternoon, and we've got all day Friday, and then I think we have to be out by 11 a.m. in the morning on Saturday, and y'all, they'll be heading back and unpacking Ruby Red. Y'all, we still have we have so much food. It's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. But everybody feels like 2 tons of fun. Oh, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all did do a whole lot on Hump Day. I gotta explain, y'all, when I posted the Thursday little show, y'all, I thought I'd done everything just right, and first thing when I wake up Thursday morning, I see that Gary Bearden out there in the where is he, Big Fatty? I think Rainbow Vista. Big Fatty sound like Shady Pines. It's Rainbow Pines, yes. He says, "Big Fatty, the little show is fucked up," or something like that. And I went, "Damn!" So y'all, I got up and went and looked at it. And y'all, I'd forgotten to attach the sound file to the post, so I had to go and redo that and attach it. Y'all, I'd uploaded it and everything. I'm sure Moose P heard it early, like he does, so he would think nothing of Big Fatty fucking it up that way. And so then I posted it and had to ping. Y'all, I had to ping it to get the pod catchers to pick it up. And y'all, that sometimes that takes a couple hours for that to happen. You'd think it'd be just like that, just like that. But it's not. And finally it posted, and hopefully you were able to download it. Oh, Big Fatty, well, they were probably thrilled that it didn't post. Well, anyway. So anyway, y'all, Wednesday night, we ate in a Big Fatty Grilled. I'd gotten some boneless chicken bazooms, and y'all had gotten I don't remember. It was kind of like a ginger marinade that I marinated the chicken bazooms in. Y'all, I cut them into kind of smaller pieces, probably about the size of your fist, maybe a little bit smaller than that. And we did that, and y'all had gotten some boneless poke spare ribs and had got some seasoning for that, kind of a shake and bake thing, except it wasn't breadcrumbs or anything like that. It was just the seasoning. And so I grilled those, and y'all, I had still had some hamburger meat, so I made 5 giant hamburger patties, you know, like a hamburger steak. And I grilled onions, and we had baked potatoes, and we had Big Freddy, I don't know. We had Cone on the Cob, and we had some frozen, kind of stir-fried vegetables, and y'all, it was all delicious, just delicious, but y'all, it was too much food. Yes, Big Freddy. So we ended up with more leftovers, and then after that, everybody was very complimentary, except the Nip didn't want to try the pork spare ribs because he said they looked weird. So, he's got to turn up his nose and stick his tongue out at everything. So, Big Freddy, no news there. Then y'all, we sat down to watch Jeopardy and Jeopardy Masters, and y'all, we had a little dish of ice cream. We had a scoop of cookies and cream and chocolate peanut butter swirl from the Tillamook. And y'all, it's delicious, just delicious. And y'all, I'm telling you, the Jeopardy Masters, if you're not watching it, go back. I think you can watch it on that Hula, that dance. What is it called? You do the Hula on the streaming apps, and go back and watch all the episodes this week. It's not on again until Monday. But y'all, it is so good. And the contestants are having a good time. And y'all, I don't know how they know all this shit, but they do. And then, y'all, I didn't sit down at all, I don't think, on Wednesday. And y'all, by the time Jeopardy Masters is over, I was tired. And so I came up to my auxiliary beach love chamber. Yes, Big Fat, it hadn't been a whole lot of love. Not even inappropriate touching. No, it hadn't. And y'all, I turned on the Hatlanta Braves. Y'all, they got the ass beat. But I slept like a baby and woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. And got up, and y'all, Wynette was heading back to Atlanta on Thursday morning. Y'all, I don't know what time she left. She left under the cloak of darkness, and evidently she had packed her vehicle earlier in the day, so she didn't disturb anyone heading out. But y'all got up, and y'all, for breakfast, we just had leftovers. We had leftovers from the delivery of breakfast by Olive's niece. And y'all, we brought the scrambled eggs and the grits and the Bafran back to life from the day before or a couple of days before, with the eggs and the Bafran from Wednesday. But y'all, it was all just delicious. Had fruit, and if people wanted a little brofka sandwich that was left over, they could have that. And y'all, it, again, it was too much. But everybody ate except the Nip. He was having a he had been on the good ship Lollipop, and he had eaten too much, and he awoke with a tummy ache. So Big Fatty, he's no Shirley Temple. anyway, and then after breakfast, Flo and the Nip and I, we went for a nipple walk, walked about 4 miles. In fact, it was 4 miles exactly. And y'all, it's been lovely today. The high was only about 78 or something like that, 77 degrees, 78. There was a nice breeze blowing, but the sun was still hot. And so we walked and we got back, and the Nip and Bestie Bill and the Haunt Cub, they headed over to the Harbor Town that's where they have that Heritage Garf classic that's on. And, they were going to go over there, and a Big Fatty, you know, they were going to go over there and get on the Grand Doctor or the Scruff. Well, maybe. I came back and y'all, I got me a shower, and I just laid down, and y'all, I snorted up a little bit. And Flo has found us a place. We're going out for supper tonight. Olive's treating everyone tonight. That'll be, yes, Big Fatty, it's nice to know ahead of time. It's true. You can order everything. Then Olive and Flo, they laid out by the pool, and y'all, Olive's legs got sunburned, so he's laying out there with his legs covered up, but you know, still enjoying the sunshine. And y'all, it's just been one of those weeks where everybody did what they wanted when they wanted, and the one thing that we all did together was eat. Bleh. Fatty. And y'all, we done a lot of eating, and we got a lot of eating to do. Big Fatty, to finish out the week. Yes, Big Fatty. Friday night, y'all, we're having leftovers. We're cleaning out as much of the refrigerator as we possibly can. And let's see. I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I tell you, it's been recording the little show on the MacBook Air laptop rather than the desktop. Y'all, you'd think it'd be fairly straightforward and simple, but y'all, it's not. It's just different, and I'm just so used to doing it on the desktop iMacs
yes, Big Fatty, you fucked it up every day this week, I think. Oh, dear Gussie.
Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, once again, Big Fatty will be your mother. Reach out and say, hey, Mother Fatty, or hey, Mother. Just be happy. Just be happy. And if you're somebody else's mother, thank you. Because mamas are very important, at least the Hatterina was.
Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archie. Big Fatty, I heard him, and I think it was the most vulgar thing he has ever said.
Big Fatty, he would be your motherfucker. I didn't need him.
So you see, Big Fatty, he repeated himself again. Well, you know, he's going downtown. Of course, he repeated himself. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.